Yo, yeah, it's far and sicker. You know, I've been doing my thing, born to change things, you know what I'm saying, all kind of things. Then you got my brother Big Pooh, he doing his thing, dirty pretty things, whole bunch of things. We gonna do this thing one last time, man. Little brother, hey yo, automatic, systematic. Me and my second at it. Last go round for the pound, get your Instamatic. With all the pictures at it, we put our stamp on it. Not being Cameron-ish, I mean diplomatic. I say what I feel till I ain't gotta say no more. I dedicate this to the A&Rs that said LB is in the game, but they ain't playing ball. And all the turncoats, again, you forgot what we was playing for. So you can call this the Dana Mall. It's a removal of a fixture, a complicated picture, and not even Clarissa could explain it all. You're mad with me, tough ticket. It's a training brawl. This is the marathon I have been training for ever since. Me and Big Pooh was getting rental cars ever since. Christ is banging out on the ASR. Never leave the game. Just change the way I play the cards. Hey yo, who them boys that make the record feel? Turn the speakers up and let the record kill. Don't stop, you know it, don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. We do it like this one time, make the record feel. Turn the speakers up and let the record kill. Don't stop, you know we don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. And we do it like this. This is it, the last monologue, last act in the play. You can say the epilogue, new book to begin, dear friends. You can always press rewind and relive it again. Listening in 03, make the people take notice. Shout to Benny B, even though this was bogus. Caught around the world, came home, new deal. Chitlin' circuit out, thank cops for the meal. Mystery show here, looking for mass appeal. Guess they wasn't ready for the real on the real. It did what it did, know them boys bounced back. Hit drawn with a car, gangsta grills got that. Boogie came through before Get Back dropped. Three became two, but the party ain't stopped. Before the curtain closed, before the music ends, had the time of my life, let me thank you again. LP. Who them boys that make the record feel? Turn the speakers up and let the record chill. Don't stop, you know it, don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. We do it like this one time, make the record feel. Turn the speakers up and let the record kill. Don't stop, you know we don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. And we do it like this, yeah. Shout out to all the fans that's been supporting us from day one. Big up to y'all. Shout out to all the brothers coming up in the game to continue the tradition of what we started, carrying the torch. Big up to my people, Tanya Morgan, J. Cole, J. Electronica, Pac Deal, what up? Drake, Wale, and Pride.
Welcome to the show. Can a Player Play is in the building. Live 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every Sunday we come through here representing, you know, that whole Playerology movement. Before we go any further, always got to take time to introduce the man riding shotgun, you know, screaming, F the police, or whatever he's screaming today. I'm going to let him introduce himself because he's a very unique character. K. Dizzle.
Run, Forrest, run. Run, Forrest, run. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is K. Dizzle, the Elixir of Love, coming to you full of effect. Can a Player Play?
Right on, right on, right on. This week's episode is called Fool Me Once, Shame on You. Fool Me Twice, Shame on Me. And what we're doing this week is we're playing devil's advocate a little bit here. What we're discussing is if I cheated on you more than once, more than twice, more than three, four, five, six, seven times, and you keep taking me back, how much of it is your fault if you keep taking me back?
I got a question. If I'm doing me and this is who I am and I told you who I am, how am I cheating?
Ooh, you done put another curveball up in there. That's what we're discussing today. That's exactly what we're discussing today. Now we're also discussing if I didn't tell you who I am, but time has revealed who I am, and we together 5, 10 years, you ain't no Johnny come lately. You know what I do. I know what you do. Whose fault is it? And we're going from both perspectives because I want to talk to the fellas out there. Yeah, some of you fellas out there with your, riding on your high and mighty horses, I want to ask you a question. You know, when you done cheated and had a baby and you expect her to understand, you're like, look, you know what I mean? I did what I did. I am what I am. You know, what we going to do? We going to be together. Suppose she roll up on you and she pregnant somebody, we going to be together just the way I stood by your baby.
Nah, man. I think whatever poison you borrowed from me, you should get some.
That's what we talking about today. Kettle Player Play Live. Want to thank everybody who always takes time to tune into the show. We love you. Always glad to be riding shotgun with you. We're going to be taking some calls in a minute, checking in with the chat room, see what's going on. But as usual, I like to open up with the show with, like I said, you know, little topics that come across my radar over the week. And I like to share it with y'all because, man, I think we all losing our damn mind. Then we're going to get back to the show. And, of course, we always want to make sure we thank the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovement.com. Check out the movies, you know, records, the books, everything. And, of course, get your copy of the Player Ilogy Trilogy available wherever fine books are stored. Yes, if they're stored there, my book is there. Player, step your game up. Player Ilogy, and who is she and what is she to you? The first thing I want to talk about that came across my radar this week is a man down in Florida about 2 weeks back decided to set the mother of his child on fire in front of a 7-Eleven. And I'm wondering, what the hell are you thinking about that you could not...
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Hey, Diddy, you wrong.
Come
hey,
on, baby, you... light my fire. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe.
Hey, Diddy, you so wrong. You can't be I apologize for that.
I apologize.
You're going to hell for that. You're going to hell. I want to be the first one to tell you, you're going to hell for that. You know what I mean? You couldn't subdue your anger that she... I saw the video of her coming out the store. He just runs up on her, douses her, and just lights her on fire, dog.
Wow.
This is crazy. People, what is wrong with us? Seriously, man. We got to start figuring some things out here. And this is the one that's going to make every fellow out there cringe because, you know, I talk about the brothers, but I got to talk about the sister, too. A woman in North Carolina squeezed her ex-boyfriend's balls so long and so hard that the balls popped out of the scrotum, homie.
Well, what the hell is he doing while she was squeezing? That's what I want to know. Was this dude so damn weak or so much of excruciating pain that he couldn't let his knuckles find their way out, cut them loose or something?
She squeezed his balls so vigorously that they popped out of the scrotum, homie. Hold on.
Ooh,
I think...
shit.
Did that give you the same shivers it gave me? Hold on. I think we got the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee on the line. Hold on. 111.
Oh, God. Oh, you're talking... Oh. You're not, no, that's, oh, I came in the wrong time. You're talking about, well, oh, God, Jesus. I just want to, oh.
So that gave you the same chills it gave me, Joe?
Oh, Jesus, I didn't even know about it until you were talking about it, and here I am.
First
imagining
of all,
homeboy
ain't no, had no business hanging out with, what's her name, Zena, Warrior Princess and shit. I mean, what do you think she was going to do?
That's the top. You know, you Diddy, are you in charge of the time factor again today?
No, Tony is. Let me throw his ass under the bus.
Tony is.
What? What?
Tony.
First of all, I demand a moment here because these allegations are completely unfounded. Based on speculation. But we're going to adjust the time factor. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
We're going to adjust the time factor. But, you know, we're just talking about things that have popped in my head over this, the course of this week. You know, this week we're talking about, you know, if I done cheated on you more than once, then you know that I'm a cheat. Stop fronting for all your friends because you know
well,
on what
well,
I do.
Let me cut off one second, Tony. Sorry to interrupt you. But, see, I know Joe know all of that, and he's worried about the time factor. I know that he know what you're talking about because he ain't going to want to talk more about it and he don't know what you're talking about. So I know he already know what we're talking about today, don't he?
Okay, okay. Well, I'll get back to my story that come across my radar.
Know, I was throwing Joe under the bus. He got hella quiet, didn't he?
Yeah, because I don't know what you were talking about, because I'm supposed to know what I'm talking about, and I'm supposed to know what Tony's talking about, but I don't know what either one of you is talking about, because I don't know what I'm talking about. How's that for double talk?
Hey, one of my favorite movies in life is the movie Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. I love that mayor and his little song. That basically sums up everybody when it comes to double talking to me. And if you've never watched that movie with Burt Reynolds and such, it's a hilarious movie. Anytime you ask that politician a question, he just sidestepped everything. And he gave you answers that left you more confused than when you asked the first question. And I see Joe is over there perfecting his method right now.
Yeah, I should run for office.
Yes,
so anyway, Tony, go ahead and I'll let Joe know what we're talking about because he obviously don't know. So
I don't.
Hook him up.
Okay, well, today's topic, well, I put it out there. A few people have just tuned in. It's called Fool Me Once, Shame on You. Fool Me Twice, Shame on Me. If I've cheated on you on more than one occasion and you keep saying taking me back, what you bitching and moaning about it for? Stop fronting for your friends and acting like, oh, it's such a big deal because if it was, you wouldn't be with me. We're playing devil's advocate today. You know what I mean? I have cheated on numerous occasions and you keep taking me back and you've been with me 5, 10 years, what are you bitching and moaning about?
I tell you. You want me to tell you? I jump
yeah,
on that
ahead.
Grenade.
Go ahead.
She bitching and moaning about it because she doing that shit too. She got to say something to you, because if you don't say nothing, she don't say nothing to you, she'll be thinking like it's okay, but she wants you to think it's not okay, so you don't watch what she doing. How about that? That's why she keep taking your ass back, because she doing the shit too, so she can't be too mad.
Well, let's say she's absolutely innocent, right? Let's say she's not fooling around on him. That's a good question, though. That's that's on the menu today. I think that anybody who, over a long period of time, knows what a person's like and they keep getting kicked in the ass, that's not, you know, they're no longer a victim. They're a partner.
Thank you. Go ahead and say that again, my dear Joe. Throw that grenade out there, brother, because we playing devil's advocate today pertaining to that subject material, since women like to stand up and holler about men ain't shit and men ain't this and men ain't that and they constant cheaters. If that's the case, why do you keep taking him back?
I mean, after now, 4 or 5 times, you're right. I mean, you know, I mean, you can only trust somebody for so much. You can only listen to your religion for only so long. You can only rationalize to yourself for just, you know, so long before you say this guy or this girl is now stepping on me like I'm a goddamn piece of shit and I can't take it anymore. But if I am, you got to have some responsibility in that.
Absolutely. And that's what the kid is talking about today. Your boy Pretty Tony wants to discuss that fact. At some point, you have become a part of the problem, and you're no longer victim. your song and dance that you keep preaching and telling everybody how you're so tired and you so this and you so that, and you're still participating in the pain and the misery and the cheating, you, sir or madam, because men are guilty of it too, are no longer victims. You are part of the problem, and there's a measure of codependency going on there. Yes, sir. That's what we're touching on. Everybody just joining us, welcome to the show. Glad to have you. Thank you. You know, glad to see you. My guests in the chat room last week, also, I didn't realize how many of you good people were live listening to us when I checked the numbers over the course of this week. There are a lot of people listening last week live, but I guess y'all just wanted to listen. You didn't join in. We're still glad to have you. We're humbled that you would take, you know, the time out of your day to come and hang out with three knuckleheads like ourselves. Even though, you know,
I'm with Diddy on this one.
What? What's that about? What, you got something in your throat, Diddy? Are you okay over there?
Oh, yeah, well, no, this is Elixir of Love, baby. I was just trying to find out where that knucklehead was. I mean, I do possess one, but which one are you referring to?
I'm not even going to touch that. I don't know what you're talking about. I'll say I was referring to myself as a knucklehead.
Joe and I will accept that.
Yes, because I am not about to call myself a knucklehead when I know V10 702 is going to show up one before this show's over with. I know.
Absolutely.
You're going to have something real crazy to say.
Absolutely. So, ladies, if you know, I wanted to make sure we put it out there. We are testosterone-driven on this show, but estrogen has a place on the show. If you got something to say, you know, press the number one, because like I said, I didn't realize how many people that are actually listening live, and I couldn't see you, but you're obviously there because the numbers show you when they do the weekly reports or whatever. So if you're there and you want to join and you want to cuss our asses out, we're willing to listen. For fellas out there, you know, you a serial cheater, and you want to be like, hell yeah, I'm glad somebody representing for me. This is just an open forum. I wouldn't say we, you know, representing for you. But you can say, y'all, the two esteemed gentlemen and the knucklehead will
be
back.
No, you're not a knucklehead either. Don't put yourself in there. Don't go there, because they'll call up and say, yeah, I agree with you, Pretty Tony, and they'll start ragging on your ass for some dumb shit. So you just say, you know, you're the host of the show, you're the co-host of the show, I'm the caller, and anybody who calls in, if they got an intelligent thing to say, you're all welcome. If you got a stupid thing to say, you're welcome, because I want to piss on you anyway.
Joey's throwing out golden showers today, y'all. Golden showers.
That's right. Just lay back and enjoy whoever the fuck. Because you know some clown's going to call in.
1-2-1-2, your boy Pretty Tone coming through. Hey, Biz, are you with me?
Yeah, brother, I'm with you.
I don't know what just happened to Brother Hamilton, but he just went off. But we're going to keep the show riding, rolling right along. I see the switchboard. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Can a player play? Your boy Pretty Tone is in the building. Today we are discussing fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. If I've cheated on you more than one time, and we've been together for a long time, at what part of this game are you part of the problem? If you keep taking me back, if I have cheated on more than one occasion, and you keep singing the blues to everybody, why are you with me? I see somebody else trying to jump in.
Oh, God.
Hold on. This is from area code 443. Welcome to the show.
New one.
443, area code. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
We're well. Did you want to add something to the topic, or you want to just listen to us?
I want to listen, but I want to say that I'm from the East Coast listening in.
Okay, well, thank you for tuning in from the East Coast. We appreciate your company.
Yeah, this is Billy.
Who is it?
Billy.
Billy. Now, Billy, you had your hand up, right?
Yes.
That means that you wanted to, I know you wanted to lob a grenade in here, so why don't you take your turn and do it?
Well, tell Billy the subject matter since she just called in so she could give you her input.
I will gladly tell Billy. Billy, from the tenderness of your voice, I'm going to say you're a young lady, right?
Yes, I am a young lady. I hope I'm a full young lady.
Okay, all right. And today we're discussing that, you know, you women, so you're on an all-male panel, so you have to stick up for the ladies right now.
Okay.
If I have cheated on more than one occasion on you, and I'm your man, and I've been cheated on numerous occasions, and you keep taking me back, at one point do you go from victim to being a part of the problem? Because you keep taking me back. And you keep bitching and moaning about it, but you keep taking me back. Why?
Why?
This is who I am. Yes, why? Why you keep taking me back and still complaining? Just go with the flow. You know what I'm about. You know how I get down.
Well, if I keep taking you back, then I won't have to worry about getting somebody else that has the same issues as you do. So I'll always, you know, I'll have the same issue that, you know, with you that I don't need to have with anybody else.
Whoa.
Enough.
So what you
say?
Okay. Go ahead, KD, to jump on that grenade.
So what you're saying is, you'll rather accept that guy's behavior than taking the risk of getting out there and getting with somebody else that they have different issues.
Yes, and the different issues might be more severe than what the issues are with the present person that I'm with.
But they might not be.
They might not be, but I don't want to chance it.
So you just keep taking, so you just keep taking that dude back, and you just keep bitching about his behavior.
Yes.
So your expectations from men are all men are going to treat you badly.
Well, not all men's going to treat you badly, but why? You know what they say? Do not wish for something, you might get it. So if I leave this person and go to somebody else, and that person is even worse than the other person that I was with before, then I defeat the purpose, right? So either I stay with the person that I'm with or do not go with anyone else. And if I love that person, I'll deal with what I have to deal with every day.
Well, you know what? Just go on and throw your email address out there. I am sure a lot of brothers want to hit you up for your understanding and patience in this matter.
Yeah. Well, you'll never be lonely again.
You will never be lonely again, Billy. Where are you? Are you still there with us? Because we need to bottle your understanding and patience up on some real ish and give it out, sweetheart.
Now, the shoe could be on the other foot. Will the male tolerate with what the female is putting down, or will they?
Hell no.
I can tell you right now, ain't no real dude gonna deal with it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he might condition it, but he sure ain't gonna be able to take it.
Okay.
The male ego is too fragile for all that. The male ego is way too fragile for all that.
The only way I would accept a chick going out doing shit like that, then she got to be bringing in some revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, K. Diddy, what? Are you trying to condone some measure of pimping, K. Diddy? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, not at all. I'm just saying I have a serious value and a serious appreciation for things that belong to me. And if they're mine, that's what they are. They're mine. And if mine choose to expose it or share with others, then I need to be compensated for that. I'm not gonna be embarrassed for free. You know, if a guy gonna talk about he got something that belonged to me, I wanna be able to laugh and say, yeah, you did, but we finna go to Europe. Yeah, you got some of mine, but I'm finna go to San Juan Capistrano for 2 months. You know what I'm saying? I would have to be able to look at myself and justify why you had something that belonged to me.
Okay. Joe, let's get your take on it. I know you got something to say, Joe.
Well, I understand Diddy, but I couldn't take it. Not me. Two times, maybe three times, love is gone because I'm not trusting you. And, you know, it'd be nice to have the money rolling in, but then I still got to take accounting of where is she and who's doing it to her.
let me give you this one, Joe. Somebody, I learned it, co-host, once told me about this person was a force of nature. Now, if you encounter a force of nature, that means it cannot be controlled by man. Sometimes you fall in love with a force of nature. Now, if you love this, you're going to tolerate and deal with what and how it comes at you. Period.
But to see the operative word there is this.
Your only choice is to deal with it or don't. And if
or
you
not
make that
getting,
choice...
No,
huh?
because... When I was younger, yeah, maybe. Fall in love. I don't fall in love anymore. You got to prove your shit to me. Now, I might like you a lot. I might want to have a future with you. I might think about it. But I'm not letting my emotions just go. You have to prove it. And you got to prove it.
Well,
so how long do you have to prove it?
See, that's the problem that a lot of men have. See, a lot of men don't feel like they're in love with a woman, but they are. They are.
They just don't know
what kind of jacket or handle to put on it.
Gentlemen, Billy's trying to say something. Go ahead, Billy.
I said, how long will that take for that person to prove it to you?
Could take a while.
I mean, a while is how long, though?
Well,
it's
not a time limit on it.
3 years, what?
Nope. If you have to show me. There have to be situations where you have to show, first off, I have to trust you. When you say you're going to do something, you got to do it. Yeah, I want to see if you're going to sacrifice a little for me. I don't want you giving me any lip. And I'm not falling in love with anybody who's going to try to prove to me that she's some sort of neo-feminist who has to be defined every goddamn day or once a week. Doesn't matter. You have to show me. It's not just about a time limit. It's not like a year or two. You have to show me when the circumstances pop up.
So for our listeners out there, Joe, is a trial period 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, you know, so in case somebody want to apply for the position?
Well, they can all apply, and this may be American Idol to them, but you're going to have a hard time getting through to the first round.
What if the shoe was on the other foot? How long would you want to prove to that person that
that's
you're
not a problem with me? I do what I say. I say what I do. I mean what I say, and I live up to my promises. I also treat people the way they treat me. I also treat them just a little bit better than they treat me also, so that they can get an inkling of who I am, so that they can maybe let their guard down a little. But if they don't reciprocate, then if I'm liking you, then we talk.
Let me ask you, are you married?
Nope.
We need to see how much we can rent Joe out for, Tony.
No, hold on.
I'm expensive, Diddy.
Joe and K. Diddy just brought up some good points. I want to go back. I want to backtrack a little bit and go back to the comment that K. Diddy passed about the forces of nature. As we're growing men and young men, we're taught to hunt. We're taught to go out and talk to women and be with women and stuff of that nature. But one of the rules of the playology movement is I like to tell men that you can't lump all women together. They're different kind of women. One of the kind of women that K. Diddy is talking about is women that I call forces of nature. These are women that when they blow into your life, they rock everything. I mean, they rock everything, and before you know it, you're in a whirlwind, and it's like you're just dizzy. And you inside of you, you know that you need to sink your feet into the ground and stop this whirlwind, but you are so caught up in it that you're just sucked into it being blown all over the place. And nobody gave y'all enough game that women like this exist. Women that will just eat you up, and before you know it, everything around you is in chaos, and you're willingly participating in this chaos. Now, some of y'all in your ego out there are going to be grabbing your balls, talking about, man, shit, ain't nothing like that can happen to me. Keep fooling yourself. Because like K. Diddy said, some of y'all are in it right now and don't even know you're in it because you've become a part of the whirlwind. Step your game up, player. Going on to what Joe said about time. We're giving you lessons that a brother like me normally charge for. Time is the key to everything because when we first meet, we're all wearing masks. Well, I'm presenting and women are painting the pictures that they want you to see. Women are putting that package together to attract you. And you're putting on your best suit and sucking in your stomach and all that stuff because you want to present yourself to attract. Time is what truly reveals who we are. So when K. Diddy asked the question like, well, what amount of time? I don't know. There's no golden time period because you can be talking to somebody for a year or two and still don't know them. Just the way you can meet somebody in 30 days and you feel like you've known them forever.
That's
time. Time is the golden key. Because I need to see you at your worst, and I need to see you at your best, and I need to see you how you're in between. And that's what a lot of you fellas don't know. You leave a good woman and go run to a Johnny come lately, or you women leave a good man and go run to a Johnny come lately, and you don't know how this person operates on the pressure. But then when you're smack dab in the middle of your bad decision, you want to backtrack and bring that BS back to the person you jump ship on. Let your boy Pretty Tony give you another golden rule. And if you want to know my rules, go get one of the copies of my book, Playology, for the fellas, and who is she and what is she to you, and play a septic gamer. But in Playology, I'm also telling women stuff in Playology also. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. You feel me? And if somebody ain't earned their damn stripes, you don't damn well give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
We all got to earn our keep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like having a job in a corporation. If you are not pulling your weight and performing up to par, you are dismissed from the job. Same thing in a relationship. Going back to what Joe said again, Joe gave y'all some game about reciprocation. If I am good to you, the golden rule is I expect you to be good to me, and I will accept nothing less. So for all you doormat Danny cats out there, for all you women out there accepting, like the young lady said, rather than stepping out on faith and saying, you know what, this character done cheated on me 8 times. Trust me, number 9 coming. Don't bitch and moan. If that's what you've made up your mind to accept, sit your ass there, play your position, and shut the F up. But if you think you deserve better, don't be afraid. Step out on faith. I know it's scary. I know it's scary for y'all women who get into these familiarity, you know what I mean? You're used to him. You know what he does. For the fellas, you know what she does. But is that the token story of your life? Seriously? You would rather sit there with somebody who is constantly cheating on you rather than trying something new? And we're not knocking you here at Can a Player Play. You love it. I like it. We just asked
Tony,
a question.
Yeah, Tony, you just said when the man has made it known, if this guy has made it known how he gets down, and he's done it 3, 4, 5 times, at one point did she realize this is who he is? What point does he realize this is who she is?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, how can it be cheating?
Good point.
Okay. Hold on. I think I got somebody here that hit me up in the chat room. 504, you're on live. Welcome to the show.
Appreciate it. This is Taylor from New Orleans. How are you?
What's going on, my brother? You want to jump in here and say something?
Yeah, sure. I agree with that. Yeah.
I think we lost you there, brother. Can y'all hear him?
No. Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Hear me now?
Call drop. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I said. I understand and can agree that. For those who accept someone who cheats on them, part of the responsibility, part of that blame belongs to that person. But it's not about 5 or 6 times. It's about 1 time. You take someone back for that once, you're a fool. And it's not to say that the person who's doing it is right either. It's not saying, you know, you should never say, oh, well, this is who I am. You should deal with it. I mean, the same could be said about a murderer or a rapist, but what we would still have something to say about that. You know, it takes time for someone to cheat on me, and that's it. My trust for them has been tarnished to a point where I can never get back to that point again, that level, and so there's no point in trying to continue a relationship. And that's the way it should be. You cheat once, you express the kind of person you're capable of, the kind of character that you lack for not being able to say, you know what, if I'm not happy, then I need to just break it off, find someone else. There is no excuse for cheating whatsoever.
Now, can I ask you a question, my brother?
You can ask me any question.
All right. Is it but at the end of the day, because I'm gonna play devil's advocate now, because I respect your point of view and you know what I mean. I am a firm believer in that you set rules for your life and you make sure those rules work for you.
Right.
But in saying that, the other side of the coin then becomes: all human beings are prone to error. we're all prone to make a mistake or two here or there. Sometimes if somebody has cheated once, can it be chalked up to a mistake? Do you know them well enough to believe it's a mistake that they made? Or you think they're capable of it again?
I can answer that question now. It's the difference. You're talking about human error. You're talking about I'm trying to add up a problem, and I forget to switch, carry the zero or the one over. You know, this is something different. This is I understand what I'm doing. I'm intentionally doing it. Maybe I was drunk, but I intentionally became drunk. I intentionally drank alcohol, knowing that I could get to this point. So you're talking about a mistake as opposed to the intentional decision. To do something that you know is not right, that you know truly is not right. So that's the difference between talking about human error and talking about cheating. Now, you can be, I'll say this, you can be promiscuous, and then maybe 30 years down the line, you haven't been that way for 20 years. And that's where I come from with a woman in a relationship in terms of her past. You know, how far have you come to change your ways? What have you done to change your ways?
Okay.
So, but it's not a mistake. It's intentional.
One thing we do, we push on this show, man, we push honesty and integrity. And what I say that is by not taking choices away from the opposite sex, regardless. So, you know, in order to cheat is to mislead. But if the man is up front with this woman and like, listen, I'm not trying to be in a monogamous relationship, I'm not ready for that, and she has her own agenda. She want to harness this man. She feel like he's husband material, and because he's seeing other people, he gets a cheating jacket put on him.
Right. He has not cheated. Yes, I would agree with that. He has not cheated. If he says, I'm not looking to be monotonous, and he's found with another woman, doesn't matter what his reputation is, his character is intact because he has not lied.
So, I mean, that's what we're really trying to express on this particular show, is honesty. Whatever it is. If this is how you get out, this is how you live, this is who I am, accept me for what I am. If this is, I mean, whatever it is. If you're looking for a marriage situation.
But I will say this, though. I would never encourage that kind of behavior. I would never encourage someone who seeks a life trying to be monotonous, trying to look for one night of pleasure instead of a lifetime of joy. I would never encourage that. I would never... You know, everyone loves to say everyone has their own opinions, we should respect it, but you wouldn't say that to a man who said he liked four-year-old girls. You wouldn't say, I respect your opinion, you're entitled to it. So, again, I would never say someone should be a player. Someone should be, you know, all about polygamy. That's not what life is about, and that's not what sex is about. You're risking procreating a child no matter what birth control you've got, and then on top of that, You're being as close as you can ever be to someone. It's the very act of expressing your love for someone is to be inside them. And so I don't think that's something that should be afforded to multiple people. You can never give all of yourself to more than one person. So why should you be having sex and giving your body to more than one person? So that's true me.
Ooh-wee. My brother, thank you for calling in. My man just stated a point, and that's his point of view. And he holding that, and it's a good point of view. Because even in the act of sex, even in the act of committing, because at the end of the day, the basis of sex is carnal instinct, it's animal instinct. It's pheromones and hormones and all these wonderful things attracting itself to each other. And my brother's point of view is that we should be able to commit to one person to do that. While there are people such as myself who are on the opposing side of that conversation, whereas I encourage honesty, because that's what playology is about, is until you are ready to commit to something, until you are ready to say, okay, this is where I am in my life, the option of a lifetime commitment and momentary satisfaction is a right that everybody has. And you can choose whatever side of things you want to stand on, just be honest about it. And you give the person that you're dealing with the opportunity as you lay the cards out on the table and be like, this is the hand that I am dealing.
Right.
Just the way my brother would present himself to a young lady and be like, I'm not trying to be here just for tonight. obviously, if I'm talking to you, I'm trying to be around you for a while, get to know you, build something, something worthwhile.
Because I need my rent paid, baby. So you stay around here.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck the rent.
Now, one night of pleasure, a lifetime of joy. Sweet D in the chat room agrees with you, my man, T. McCall. She's like, she's going to start using that tomorrow. So, shout out to my man down in the 504.
You know, for one example, you said something about, you know, when you're not ready to commit, you know, what you choose to do the, you know, the nighttime on the one night of pleasure until you find someone with whom you feel you're ready to commit to. You know, and again, obviously my view is a little different, but I'm 21. I'm a fairly attractive man, and I'm in the United States Navy. I've never had sex. I refuse to. And I'm not religious. I'm not Christian whatsoever. I don't hold any religion. So just purely based on my convictions, I think that you ought to have three requirements. You ought to love them truly, madly, passionately. They ought to feel the same way about you, and you ought to be ready to one, trust them with being the mother of your child, or two, be ready to have a child. Because one thing that people just forget all the time is that you could be wearing a condom, you could be wearing two condoms, she could be wearing an implantation in her uterus, and she could have birth control, and you could both have your tubes tied, and you could still have a child. Most people wouldn't believe that, but it's true. She has to have a hysterectomy for you not to have a child with her. She has to have her reproductive organs removed for you to not risk having a child.
And I completely agree with that statement right there, my brother. Once again, like I said, we may be on different entrances to the freeway, but we're on the same freeway because I believe, first of all, anytime you engage in anything in life, there's the assumption of risk. And I am a firm believer that if you were man enough to do what you did for a night, you should have also weighed out the consequences, because I, Pretty Tony over here, personally do not believe in having a string of children with a string of women because you're causing emotional harm. And even on, and maybe I have been lucky, but even on my days when I was completely engrossed in being a player, I still have not left a string of children behind, because I believe that if it is one night, a year, 2 years, a 5 minute nut, once you father that child, step up to the plate, because there was an assumption of risk when you went up in that woman. Real talk.
Let me ask you a question. If you truly believe that, which I think that you do, then why would you agree with the player? You know, the player goes around and risks doing what you just said you'll never do. He goes around and he thinks, you know, even if he's honest about it, you know, I'm not looking for a monotonous relationship. He still continues to have sex with multiple women and potentially still risk having multiple children with multiple women. So the two contradict themselves.
Absolutely, they do, but we're all walking balls of contradiction at the end of the day. Now,
going back
to your question about the player, real men do real things. Little boys talk about the things that they're going to do. And my conviction is this, like I said, if you were man enough to lay down with this woman for your carnal pleasure, you should be man enough to take care of the seed that you've spawned, because there is no perfect family. But there is responsibility and obligation and doing what is right when it comes to your feet. I don't condone or support any player who has had a string of kids, because my record speaks for itself. My children know me. My children love me. And despite whatever relationship I have with the mother of my children, now when I have a child with a woman, I become involved in her life, because we have this child who didn't ask to be here. And this child is going to need to know his or her father so they have something to base themselves upon. Now, there are many brothers out there running around calling themselves players and don't know the rules of the game. A player is not somebody who's constantly engrossed in carnal pleasure. A player is somebody who knows how to navigate his circumstances. A player is good at playing the game of life. He's a natural thinker. He knows consequence and action. Because you sleeping with 10 women don't make you a player. That's one of the reasons I started writing books. Because every little knucklehead that I met, oh, I'm a player, I'm a this, Well, what are the rules of the game? What are the rules of engagement? What is your code of conduct? Ask any true player, and they will have them. They'd be like, I have my code of conduct. I know how to conduct myself as a man. We all have the right to be and say whatever we want to be in this life, but we also must take the assumption of risk when we engage in a certain lifestyle. And if you read my book, I put it out there. All you so-called players, I teach you the pros and the cons of living this lifestyle. I teach you, this ain't no how to pimp playerology is about. I lay it out there and I teach, yo, when you engage in this course of action, here are some of the consequences that come along with it. You might end up with a disease. You might end up with this, and that. And then you have to make a concerned, educated decision on the lifestyle that you choose. You know what I mean? I see everybody in the chat room. What's good?
We got new people in the chat.
I see a couple of guests over there. You know what I mean?
My chat just went empty.
And by the way, more power out there to anybody who believes in the power of celibacy. I think that's one of the best things you can do for yourself because it teaches discipline. There are too many reckless young people out there running around spawning new generations and getting themselves into things they don't quite understand. Celibacy is one of the biggest disciplines you can teach yourself. Real talk. So more power. Yes, sweet, there are pros and cons to every situation. You're absolutely right. I see you.
Oh, she's back. Okay.
We rolling on. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to my man from the 504. We appreciate you stopping through. Sweet D, we appreciate you, everybody, and the guests, you know, anybody listening to us online, anybody that checks us out in the archives. We're going to take a quick little break right here. Shout out to my man, Flo Colossal.
It's just an everyday struggle. Brothers waking up to get they hustle on. Women on the block getting guap, stop, something's wrong. Just a storm getting to the nitty gritty. Show no pity, taking over the whole city. It's the blind leading the blind. Crime in your area, take it to the suburbs and cause mass hysteria. Variables, the numbers are against us. Niggas killing each other, so raise your defenses. Children defenseless,
yeah.
Raised in the trenches,
yeah.
Never have I had a dream about picket fences,
nah.
And green grass lawns, concrete walls. As far as the eye can see, hope is a memory. We're lost out here, streets Sodom and Gomorrah. Elements of torture,
yeah.
Speaking as the author. Real shit'll force ya to do something negative. Listen to my lyrics and think of it as a sedative,
yeah.
On your mind, I'm inclined to ask, but really care less, cause every time you speak I get stressed. Yo, you're a hot mess, no progress. The bars are far away, it's non-existent. Persistent with mine, and I'll make you question your limits. You're a gimmick, and your purpose in life is all perpetration. You're perspirating, I speak the truth, mental masturbation, then activating your train of thought to real life. I give you insight and teach you what the world is like. It ain't pretty, my city is hard knocked. What one stop can keep you on holiday in D-block or C-pod? A government leads in incarceration. I love my nation, cause freedom of speech is an occupation.
Yeah,
yeah.
Word up, word up.
There's a ghetto in every city.
Yeah,
keep your head up.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony rolling live here on Can a Player Play. Joe from Montana, your boy KDD, the elixir of love. Always got to give mad shout outs to the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovement.com. You know, we thank everybody that's tuning in. We still got about, roughly 30 minutes to go, and a couple people called in and made the show real interesting. Sweet, I see you in the chat room. Let me make sure I show you love. I believe in letting the man lead these days, and if he's not certain, I will still be totally still. That's what Feed in the Chat Room says. No more hit and misses. I will choose for what we seek us. As we're rolling along, we're talking about if I'm with you. I've cheated more than once, and I keep taking you back. What am I sitting up complaining and yicking and yacking for? I'm a part of the problem. They say if you're not a part of the problem, you're a part of the solution, right? And that's what we're talking about today. K. Dills, are you with us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm just listening. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Joe, I know you're still around there creeping somewhere. Where you at, brother? Joe? Okay, I guess Joe's
I'm listening on speaker.
Huh?
I'm listening on speaker, so there's a delay.
Oh, okay, that's all right. I just got a hit on Twitter. Somebody commented when I was talking about the young lady who squeezed her ex-boyfriend's balls out of the scrotum.
Oh,
they're
good
asking
God.
Me what could have caused that. I don't know.
What could have caused it? The same thing that makes all these fucking broads cause it. It's the shit that she believes that she can get the fuck away with all that shit. If she knew that she couldn't get away with it, she wouldn't have done it. I'm sure if the guy did something that was so bad that not only aggravated her but pissed her off, she could have talked about it. She could have divorced him. She could have gone seeing a counselor. She could have gone to the police. She didn't have to grab. Look, if a fucking guy grabs a guy's a broad's tit and squeezes it till the fucking nipple explodes, that guy's going to jail. These fucking broads, they get a fucking medal.
He going under the jail.
Shit, yeah.
You know what I mean? So there go y'all answer from Can a Player Play. I keep telling you, I read these stories and I like to share it with you about all the craziness that goes on in the world.
Hey, Sweetie. Sorry. Sweetie said hi to me. So.
Okay, I see somebody else trying to join us. Hold on. 347, welcome to the show.
I just want to say good show, Mike.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. How are you?
I'm well.
You know what I mean?
Very good show. I appreciate this one. You all should have a part two this one. Absolutely.
Okay.
Big up
okay.
to everybody. Big up to K. Diddy.
Hey, sweet.
Diddy Tony.
What's
up, sweet? You got anything you want to add, sweet? Or are you just rolling with us right now?
Oh, no, I just wanted to say good show, Mike, you know, so.
Okay, okay, well, we appreciate that. We come on here to irritate, educate, you know. We do a little bit of everything on here. We
educate, irritate, and fornicate, I hope.
Some of y'all masturbate, but I ain't missing no name.
We'll come again. See y'all again. Thank y'all for the show again, and I'm going to continue my cooking now. So y'all stop me because this really was a good one. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, we appreciate it. Go on. Don't burn that food, girl. Go on and get back to it.
All right.
Because we hungry.
We hungry, sweet. We hungry. Now, like I said, I like to tell you guys stories as I come across them because a lot of things fly under the radar, or they don't get enough national attention as far as I'm concerned. And if this is the first time you're listening to Can a Player Play, yes, we have a show topic, but a lot of times we digress, we take sidebars, but everything that we're talking about is just life in general. And life is not just black, white, and blue. There are gray areas, pink areas, purple areas, but it still encompasses the scope of life. I want to talk about this young man, Brian Banks, out there in California, who was a promising football player and got falsely imprisoned for a rape. Served about 5 years and got out. You know, the public defender told him to go on and cop a plea so you don't end up with life. He did about 5 years, 5.5 years, and he got out. And look at the power of Facebook again. I like to tell y'all stories about Facebook. The young lady who accused him saw him on Facebook, friended him, and then admitted that her rape allegations were false.
I knew you were going to say that shit. I knew it. I knew you were going to say that fucking shit.
But
fuck.
At the time, she was very young, and it was consensual, but her parents went ahead, you know, with the statutory rape and all that stuff. And they collected $1.5 million from the school district and stuff. And the young lady basically, you know, with her tears and all, told Mr. Banks she was sorry, she wants to repent, yada, yada, yada. But when it came time to tell the prosecutors her story, she didn't want to testify because her family didn't want to give back the $1.5 million.
Uh-huh.
Shoot, no. They didn't even want to give him a cut.
So now the young man is, there's a law in California, I forget that there's a specific code to it, that says if you're falsely imprisoned, I think the state has to pay you $100 a day for every day that you were incarcerated or something like that. They put a cap on it because a few years ago they had to shell out big millions, so they've kind of capped it now. I think it's $100 a day is a cap. So the young man is now trying to get his $100 a day for his 5.5 years. Now, let me go to Joe because Joe expresses outrage better than the rest of us. What do you think about this, Joe?
She's a fucking cunt. Is that outrageous enough? That fucking bitch. She's going to fucking ruin a man's life because she's now going to put the blame on her stupid-ass parents just because she was like 17. Now, statutory rape. Now, that's another wrinkle in this. He's not supposed to be laying down with some chick who's going to make him go to jail. But then again, I remember when I was in the service, we had girls who were 14 years of age with phony IDs telling us they were 17 or 18. Luckily, nothing happened to me. But this does happen. Now, if the guy knew that she was 17, I mean, this is really the taking your topic tonight and really stretching it out. Because this guy, who knows, he may have loved her. But because her parents wanted to act like assholes, she allowed her boyfriend to go to jail for a rape, and now she's crying? Of course she's crying. She ought to go to jail. Fuck the $100 a day. She ought to go to fucking jail. And if she does, I hope she gets raped.
First of all, public service disclaimer time.
No, I think so.
Public service disclaimer time. The opinions of Joe from Montana do not reflect the overall views of the host and co-host of Can a Player Play, even though he is allowed to express it freely. Enough of the PSA. K. Diddy, what do you feel about this topic, sir?
That's a tough one, man, because I don't think I would be too understanding if I was old boy to sit out 5 years behind the line. I'm kind of like Joe. I probably wouldn't care what happened to her at that point. They didn't give me none of that $1 million. They didn't even go to him and say, look, you was falsely in prison. Decide what the state do. Here's half of that million. Or something. If the parents didn't do that, then I'm like, Joe, they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and whatever happened to them, so be it.
I like your political correctness, KJ. I like that. Whatever, even if a buck hit her, so be it, right?
Yeah. I mean, cause that boy could have been in jail 2 days and lost his life.
Mm-hmm. You know what I came across? That's right.
For something he didn't have to be there for. Anything could have happened to him.
I came across an article the other day. I think they said, I forget the, my memory's bad. I think they said it was either 17,000 or 27,000 rapes a year in fucking prison. So this guy, being a cherry, he could have been raped the first 45 minutes by Bubba or Tyrone or whoever he came across because she fucking lied.
Here goes the ultimate twist.
Life has changed forever.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And here goes the ultimate twist of it. At the time when they incarcerated him, not only did they take away his freedom, He was one of the top recruits in the nation football-wise. He was for sure headed for the NFL. Because USC
had just offered him a scholarship. How are they going to give that back? How are they going to make that right? I mean, how are they going to fix that?
They're not. He's going to have to make it up on his own because some bitch lied. And you girly fucking assholes out there thinking, there's Joe going at it again. Yeah, well, the same shit happens if it happens to a guy, too. Okay? No guy should lie. No bitch should lie. People who lie and get other people in trouble because of their lies, they deserve punishment as well. And I'm not as PC as K. Diddy. I don't give a fuck what happens to that bitch.
All right, Joe. We're going to keep you going because Joe is on a roll. Here comes another story. And if anybody wants to check that story out, the young man's name was Brian Banks. And I think right now what they're trying to do is get, I think he was exonerated. Not only are they trying to get him the money, they're working on getting a couple NFL teams to give him a chance to at least work out because he's still early. I think he's still in his mid-20s. And he's still in good physical shape. So, Mr. Banks, we wish you the best.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope it works out for you, sir. Here's another story. Like I said, I love telling y'all stories. A dad killed his daughter's pimp. She was a 17-year-old young lady, and her dad was one of them old-school dads from the street who had cleaned himself up, but he still had his gangster swagger. And his 17-year-old daughter decided to show out and get herself a pimp and was running the streets, and he pursued this pimp for 2 years. You know, he filed police reports. He did yada, yada. He did what he had to do. Nobody helped him out. So by him being a street brother, he used the code of the street, tracked the dude down, and basically rolled up on the dude and popped him upside the head, and the young man, the pimp, did not survive. Here's the ultimate kicker to it now. The 17-year-old daughter ID'd her father.
You know what? Okay. I knew there was going to be a fucking twist to this shit. Because, you know, the fucking 17-year-old bitch doesn't have a brain in her fucking head. She's out there being pimped by somebody, you know. And you know the father had something to do with it because he didn't give her the fathering and the parenting that he should have. So here she is, being a goddamn whore. He's partially responsible. And I was going to say, you know, this is a good topic to talk about because now that she's 17 and she grew up real fast with this fucking pimp, does he or does he not have this responsibility? And is he doing it because he's guilty? And I'm not surprised the little bitch turned on him.
Oh, Joe, I only gave you the partial icing on the cake, Joe.
Oh, God. There's more. Oh, fuck, dude. What's happening to America? Jesus, ain't freaking Jesus.
No, it's not much of a kicker. Turns out the mom was no punk herself.
Jesus, the mom's involved.
The mom was driving the car. The mom and the dad rolled up on him and peeled his cap.
Mom rolled in, too, huh?
Mom and daddy. Mom and dad.
That's good. Isn't that nice? Beaver Cleaver fucking time. The mom and the fucking dad, they're the ones who probably threw her out, right? And now the girl's out there. She has to live on her own. She had no fucking family to begin with. It's too bad she settled for the pimp, but okay. But now, all of a sudden, the mother and the father, they got to find religion or something or fucking find some kind of morality in them. And they go, well, I don't want my daughter to be pimped out by this pimp. We have to make it right. Now, I happen to believe in street justice. But if you're the one who is the cause of all this fucking mayhem in your goddamn family, you better take a look at yourself and find out where your responsibility lies.
This, like Joe said, what's going on in America? These are the stories I like to bring to y'all because there's some things happening out there that, matter of fact, there's one other story I didn't touch on that I'm going to touch on again. It's the story of the man who allegedly killed, and I want to see if y'all agree or disagree about this. And I know I'm going to get some messed up emails from some of y'all. The father who beat to death the person that was molesting his four-year-old.
Ah, that I remember reading about that.
Does he deserve to go to jail?
Now, I'm going to say an answer that people won't believe. I have to find out more about this.
Okay.
Because from what I remember, the guy was working for the father, and the father confronted him in the barn. So unless the four-year-old was in the barn, then he didn't catch her. I think people are thinking that he caught this guy in the act of molesting the daughter. Now, suppose the daughter's lying at the age of four over some sort of embarrassment, or the father's misinterpreting what the daughter's saying, or the father doesn't like the guy for some reason, because newspaper reports don't always tell not only the truth, but a lot of times not even the whole story. I'd like to find out more about this.
Yes, indeed, and that was where I was going with that. We got to find out more about it. But anyway, that's my little clip from News of the Nation, brought to you by Can a Player Play. I like to provoke thoughts. I like provoking people. We here, we just like to do things that make you think a little bit, because we're not living in a perfect world, but we all can do a little bit better at times. Absolutely. We're down to the last 18 minutes of the show. We have had a very entertaining show. We appreciate everybody that has tuned in or will check us out in the archives. We just going to keep it moving. We were discussing whether or not you're part of the solution or the problem. If somebody is a serial cheater in here, you keep taking them back.
They're the problem, both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We've come to the conclusion that you're definitely a part of the problem. One young lady called in and said she'd rather stay with somebody that she already knows than risk the chance of being with somebody new, and they're doing the same thing. To each his own.
Now you're being PC. Oh, Jesus. I wanted to jump in on that.
What do you mean,
you know,
Joe? What do you mean I'm being PC? I said to each his own.
And
what do you mean you want to jump in? Well, why was you quiet then?
Well, because Tony or yourself changed the subject, so I just kept quiet and let the topic just roll along. The thing
the floor is yours, sir. Please.
All right, because I wish she was here. I'd like to ask her. Remember, I did ask her. I said, do you think that all men are like that? She said, no, but it's better to have a man who, you know, cheats on you than to go out there and find a man who's going to do the same thing anyway. So in other words, she contradicted herself. So I wanted to get more down to the bottom of that. I wanted to say, look, you said this, but you meant that. Okay? You obviously have no faith in men. I want to find out why. I don't understand this mentality where you're going to have to stay with a guy who's fucking treating you like shit. I can understand if you're thinking that you can't get another guy, but that's not what she said. If you don't have the self-esteem to attract who you think a good guy is, I can understand that. But if you do have, if you're pretty enough and you know you can get another guy, but you're going to stay with somebody because you just don't want to go out there and you assume that the next guy is going to do the same thing, you have self-esteem issues.
I just think it's bullshit, Joe, anyway. I think it's bullshit from the sense that they doing what the hell do they want to do. That's why they tolerant in that situation, period.
Not all the time.
See, there's a lot of women out here. There's a lot of women out here. They got this thing called a credit card. And every time you go out and do some shit, they get a little bit more credit on their credit card.
Oh, that's different, though. That's different. That's a girl who wants to get cheated on, so she has that as an excuse to get herself rich and pad her bank account without the husband knowing about it.
But listen to what she just said. Listen to what she just said.
Mm-hmm.
She know the dude. He keep doing what he's doing. She know what he's doing. She keep accepting it back. So ain't that a girl that want to get cheated on?
I don't know if she wants to get cheated on. I do know that she's accepting it for what I consider, and I'm not PC. I think if you're allowing yourself, especially if you're over 30, 35, and 40, to be treated like that, you're an idiot. And you have to be called an idiot.
I just don't agree with the idiot part. I agree that anybody that tolerates a scenario like that, they have their own agenda.
I don't know. Again,
they have their own agenda.
I don't know about that. I mean, look, how about those young pups in love, right? I mean, I don't think anybody, I think it takes a long time for us to get over our first love, and I don't think there's a love that's as strong as the first love until maybe, who knows, a few years later down the line. What happens when we're young? We believe in the other person. We believe he or her is really going to be the one who's going to treat us well. They're the greatest thing since, since tampons. So they're going to go along with it. And the guys, hey, don't you remember when you were young?
I didn't believe in him then because I remember what he did to Adam. So, no, yeah. I wasn't that guy. I was that other guy. I didn't believe nothing they said.
Oh, well. I was caught up in the feminist thing.
I wasn't happy with the sugar and spice and everything nice, and I was snakes and snails. No, I wasn't cool with that analogy either.
Absolutely. I'm definitely with you on that one because that's something that I talk about all the times about they've always tried to kick us in the nuts, you know what I mean? Girls are made of sugar and spice and everything nice.
Yeah.
And boys are snakes, snails, whatever the fucking puppy tails. You understand what I'm saying? I've had issues
and
with that nurse
and that
design
myself.
That started
that sense of entitlement that Joe's always bitching about.
Oh, yeah. You want me to get on that one? Hey, don't worry about that. I wish some chick would call in and say, I'm different. Well, I'll fucking find out if you're different. Mm.
Now, on the issue of what K. Diddy was saying, I don't agree with K. Diddy when he says that if a woman allows that, she has an agenda. Because you're lumping all situations together. There are some situations where the woman might, or the man, because we can act like...
How many times have you heard people say, well, I stayed with him because he's the father of my kid. Or
yes.
I stayed with her because she's the mother of my kid. Or
yes.
I stayed with him because I ain't got no place to go. Where am I going to go? You
yes.
know, I mean, come on. Those are agenda.
I've also heard I stayed because I'm afraid he's going to beat my ass if I try to leave. But it all
that's an agenda too, far as I'm concerned.
You know what I'm saying?
I have a different interpretation of what an agenda is than in that instance, Diddy.
Definitely.
An agenda to me is anything that you... is it anything that you do by choice when you have an option?
Oh, well, in that case, everybody's got an agenda.
Exactly. They do.
And
they
that
do.
Is always Diddy's point of view, trust me.
They do.
Everybody
do.
An agenda.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Because you feel like it. That's your agenda. That's your choice. That's your option.
Not always. Like when Tony brought it up, like for example, now you know me, if a guy is beating on his chick and she lives across town, right, and she's always going to get in her car to go over to his house and get beat. She's a fucking partner, not a victim. But if you're genuinely afraid of your husband because you really know or believe that if you leave, he's going to hunt you down, and some guys are that stupid, that crazy,
yes,
that psycho, I don't blame her for being afraid and staying.
And also, I want to put this out there. Some women are that psycho, as evidenced by a woman
God,
who
yeah.
squeezed the balls out of scrotum.
She loves me because he whooped my ass. How about all those women that like that and feel like their man don't care nothing about them if he don't put hands on them?
If it ain't rough, it ain't right. If it ain't rough, it ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
There are all sorts out there, ladies and gentlemen, as we creep down to the last 10 minutes of the show. We're just here to provoke and invoke thoughts. You know, we just asking questions. You know, you may not agree with everything we have to say. And like I put it out there, this is a testosterone-driven show. So we just expressing thought because a lot of times us men don't have a platform to get things out. Because everything is sugar and spice and everything nice.
Yeah, right. Sugar, spice, everything nice. Oh, well, you take those feminists, take that fucking poem and shove it up their fucking ass. They're not sugar and spice and all things nice. They're conniving little. And they'll tell you right now, there's a fucking movement underfoot where broads are actually thinking about marriage as a business arrangement. A business arrangement.
I have no issue with that. I'm one of those people who think your marriage license should be renewed like your driver's license every 4 to 5
years.
I
don't mind that. But I don't want to be thought of as, well, let's see. Let's see what, okay, Joe, yeah, let's. I don't care about Joe, but he's making good money, and he's got status, and.
But that gives us the same option. That gives us the same option, brother, like, Deborah, Michelle, she's not got too much going on. Her credit score is about a 520.
Yeah, but that's
you
a parasite, too. If a guy thinks like that, he's a parasite, too. Look, we are not fulfilled unless we actually have true love.
True.
You know? I mean, we can live in this life and on a contented basis, but we are not fulfilled unless we actually have somebody with whom we can share and they share with us in a reciprocal manner.
Hold on, Joe. I think we done triggered somebody to respond. Hold on.
I know it's a bitch. I know it.
Hold on.
I already know.
111, you're on live with
Base, 111. Next voice, female.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
I'm wrong. It's Rick. Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me hang up and let the desired person put me on hold and let the desired person call in that Joe wants.
Yeah.
No, I say that because I know whoever he wants to call in will have something quite significant to say. But at any rate, I would just inform you guys that marriage is already a financial transaction. That is the reason that virtually in every state, the same agency that issues the business license, usually the Secretary of State or its equivalent, issues the marriage license. And during a divorce, the marital dissolution, it is all about property, dissolving of the partnership. So that's already what it is. What I think, contrary to what Joe just said, if we really take more of a business approach, that will hold women more accountable, and you'll have a better relationship because, you know, there's the what's known as the exchange theory. And that deals with the basket of goods that one brings to the relationship equation. It will actually hold women more accountable for bringing more than a pussy and a fork to the negotiating table.
We used to hold them accountable with a dowry. Somehow that tradition got thrown out the window.
Right, with the feminist movement. You know, they kind of faked the shorts off of men, in the sense that women gain equality without having any responsibility. So women can sort of, you know, as one gentleman said, play this salad bar feminism. They can choose the best benefits of the old system and the best benefits of the system under equality. So see, there was a huge transition that went from women going from domesticity into the workplace, which made them equal with men. But women said, no. We just want to be equal to you when it comes to making money. We still want all the privileges of chivalry. So, you see, that cannot work, and it's not working. It's putting men and women at odds with each other. Just for a quick example, I was on a show. I was invited to do a show with Bruce Starr. And Bruce's, and I nailed Bruce down on this, I said, how do a man and a woman meet? Because that is critical that virtually none of us deal with. And he said, well, the woman is supposed to give the man 3 to 5 seconds of eye contact, smile, and look away. I said, well, Bruce, that doesn't seem quite sufficient to cover every case where, you know, compatible men and women might meet. Can you come up with an alternate? And he said, no. He said, that's it. So a woman has to look at you from 3 to 5 seconds, smile, and look away. That's your cue to walk to her and try and initiate communication with her.
Hmm.
That wouldn't work over the internet. They say one in five marriages are the result of internet interaction.
Nah, and I want to make sure, I want to jump all over that, because I'm glad you said that, because that's something that irritates me, because that's a load of bull crap that's being shoved down our throats. First of all, when you throw out a statistic like that about one in five marriages are from over the internet, you have to also remember that most people, a great percentage of people, still do not have the internet and computers. And statistically speaking, I don't think that one in five marriage really starts online, even though they are trying to dehumanize us as we go. Whereas we know the internet is everything to us, but it's about the control of the masses. Now, going back to, and I think that's Mr. Solution, isn't it?
That's me.
All right, sir. Now, what was your point about when we first initiate contact with women? What would
you
say?
Well, see, that's the point. And everybody fails to deal with this, or deals with it supremely ineffectively. Initiating is the most important aspect, particularly when we're talking about stranger contact. You've got to initiate with someone outside of your family. Now, in other countries, say, for example, India and a lot of other countries in the world, our parents do that, parents or relatives or people who are hired to do that. And I pointed this out to Bruce that, you know, it is not the quintessentialness or essence of manhood to initiate contact with a woman, because sometimes it's and in those cultures where they have what you call arranged marriages, they last longer than the ones that are so-called built on love. But that was the point. His point was is that you know, a woman has to look at a man 3 to 5 seconds, and this is the primary way of initiating, and that's insufficient. A woman, it should be reciprocal. It has to be reciprocal where you have equality. It won't work any other way, just like it's not working now. The woman has to be as free to initiate contact with the man to let her availability be known. And just one other thing. I said to Bruce, this is the lower reptilian brain. This is animalistic, using grunts, batting of the eye, as opposed to open communication.
Right on. And we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show. We want to thank everybody that has taken. We want to thank Mr. Solutions for jumping in. As always, Joe from Montana is here. Mm-hmm. All you ladies out there, he doesn't give out personal info, so just call the show when you want to cuss him out.
That's
we
all.
Welcome you.
That's right. Do it.
And I rent Joe out a whole lot cheaper than he'll rent himself out for, so contact me.
Yeah, contact it if you want a blank email, because renting me out ain't going to happen.
and so we want to thank you from Can a Player Play. Join us next week when we'll come up with something to provoke you, invoke some thoughts, irritate you, whatever, make you laugh. Thank you all for joining us. K-Dizzle, the Elixir of Love, your boy Pretty Tony, we still in here. We're going to go out on a world movement tip right now. My man, Augie, from Side Effects, you know, a little bit of that Olympic gold, you know? We all searching for the gold in this life.